Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. Nat King Cole would have turned 100 years old this week, on March 17th. This week I'll bring you the first of two episodes about Cole in honor of his centennial. Before he became the unforgettable star of both music and television, Cole was just a workaday jazz pianist in Los Angeles, trying desperately to secure his next gig. On this program, we'll chronicle Nat King Cole's rise to stardom throughout the 1940s, beginning with his work with the King Cole Trio on the Decca label, and moving right up through his success with Capitol Records in the 1940s. Just ahead, we'll hear such Nat King Cole hits as Straighten Up and Fly Right and Nature Boy. It's Nat King Cole in the 1940s, coming up next on Afterglow.
I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I'll give you my heart. I love you, and you alone were meant for me. Please give your loving heart to me, and say we'll never part. I think of you every morning, dream of you every night. Darling, I'm never lonely. Whenever you are in sight, I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I've given you my heart. I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I've given you my
The second King Cole Trio, that's Nat King Cole on vocals and piano, Oscar Moore on guitar, and Johnny Miller on bass, performing the Deke Watson and Pat Best tune, I Love You for Sentimental Reasons. That song sold nearly a million copies for the trio in 1946. When Cole began his trio in the late 1930s, they were mostly an instrumental ensemble. Cole's piano style was unique, punchy, spare, and articulate. Oscar Peterson, one of Cole's biggest admirers, once said in an interview on the Dick Cavett Show that Cole's piano playing had the quality of human speech. Of course, Cole had his own influences too, notably the great Chicago pianist Earl Hines. What you're hearing now is the King Cole Trio performing the Earl Hines tune, Rosetta, which they recorded for a radio broadcast in 1944. Thank you. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this program, our focus is on Nat King Cole, in particular, his rise to stardom in the 1940s. While Nat King Cole grew up in Chicago, his musical story really begins in Los Angeles. In 1937, Cole and his wife, Nadine, traveled from Chicago to L.A. as part of the company for the traveling revival of Shuffle Along, the groundbreaking all-black musical. Within the month, the show ran out of funds. The Coles didn't have enough money to go back home, so with the draw of a much nicer climate, they decided to stay in the Golden State. Cole gigged as a pianist in seedy nightclubs in L.A. for years, making very little money. His goal was to lead a jazz orchestra, but he settled on a simple trio instead that could fit more easily on any size stage. It was him, guitarist Oscar Moore, and bassist Wesley Prince who made the King Cole Trio, named after the nursery rhyme Old King Cole. By the time 1940 hit, the trio had developed a reputation as one of the tightest, most swinging ensembles in the area. They had recorded several discs solely for radio play, known as transcriptions, and a few other sides for smaller labels. Their first commercial recordings for a major label came in December of 1940 for the Decca label. Their first two vocal sides were Sweet Lorraine and the novelty wartime number Gone with the Draft. Having grown up with a lisp, Cole was a reluctant singer. The legend goes that one night in the late 1930s at one of those many seedy nightclubs where the King Cole Trio was playing, a drunk patron asked Nat to sing the tune, Sweet Lorraine. And on that night, the singer was born. Here's the King Cole Trio in December of 1940 with Sweet Lorraine on Afterglow.
Now I just found joy. I'm as happy as a baby boy, boy. With another brand new choo-choo joy. When I met my sweet Lorraine, Lorraine, Lorraine. Pair of eyes that are brighter than the summer sky. When you see them, you realize why I love my sweet Lorraine. Now when it's raining, I don't miss the sun, because it's in my baby's smile, oh, oh. And to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle, oh, oh, oh. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine. Now when it's raining, I don't miss the sun, because it's in my baby's smile, ho, ho. And to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle, ho, ho, ho. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine. Ba-da-ba-bo-da-do-re-do.
With the draft. skinny me went out with my honey. The boys all started to laugh, but now it's not so funny. They're all gone with the draft. As a sheep, I can't be beat. The boys all hand me a laugh, but since I have got flat feet, I'm not gone with the draft. I used to envy the fellows who had such fine physique, but all they can say is hello on $7.50 a week. When the boys get back and see how I'm doing, they'll be sorry they laugh, 'cause one can't keep on wooing and still be gone with the draft. Franklin D did sign a draft, the cats all had a chill. The boys turned pale and ceased to laugh, 'cause this is a serious bill. They now realize that skinny me was the luckiest one of all. We can stay at home with Minnie while they face the cannonball. So boys, take it on the chin and always wear a smile. You'll find it hard to win carrying 50 pounds for a mile. When your year of drill is up, you get your camps discharged, you can come back home and freshen up and run around at large. Gone, 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 gone with the drag, 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 drag.
The novelty number Gone with the Draft, a lighthearted approach to the fears of war from 1940. That was co-written by Cole and his trio bassist Wesley Prince. Ironically, 2 years later, Prince would have to leave the King Cole Trio because he was drafted. Before that, we heard another Decca single from 1940, the song Sweet Lorraine. The several Decca recordings the King Cole Trio made at the end of 1940 were being given major airtime in California, and this allowed them to begin a small tour around the U.S. They went to Cole's hometown of Chicago as well as New York City. While on the road, the trio was able to record songs in both of those cities. I'll play a few of those tracks now, beginning with a tune they cut in March of 1941 in Chicago. This is the Reed Evans ballad called Slow Down. On Afterglow.
Say, sister, oh, sister, you've been traveling too fast. I warn you, yes, warn you. Say, how long will it last? You better slow down before there is a showdown, or else our love is gonna break down if you don't slow down. Baby, I've told you I do not wanna scold you. These arms of mine just wanna hold you until you slow down. You see a handsome face, then you forget your place here beside me, while all I do is pray that there will come a day when you're free, free, free to love me. No other love's above me. Sweetheart, you know that you can have me if you slow down. Thank you.
You see a handsome face, you forget your place here beside me. While all I do is pray that will come a day when you're free, free, free to love me. No other love's above me. Baby, you know that you can have me. If you please slow down, 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 way down. This will make you laugh. I stake my dreams on you. This will make you laugh. They never did come true. I took a chance on the one romance and vowed it couldn't miss. I should have known to never judge a heart by a kiss. This will make you laugh. I once believed in you, and for all my love, you didn't see it through. All the fools, I break the rules. I love you still, you see. This will make you laugh, but it's not funny to me. This will make you laugh, but it's not funny to me. Stars come out and paint a world of blue. There's my heart right up your sleeve, waiting all for you. When you smile on me, the world is mine, and the dreams I dream, I know will all come true. Every care becomes divine, waiting all for you. My heart is beating to the old refrain, when I am alone with you.
My heart's repeating I'm in love again. Can't we hold a rendezvous? You're the dreams I dream, the song I sing, you're the stars and moon, and nearly everything. Life would be a symphony waiting all for you. I'm in love again. Can't we hold a rendezvous? The dreams I dream, the song I sing, you're the stars and moon, and nearly everything. Life would be a symphony living all for you.
The King Cole Trio with All For You, a race record for the little-known Excelsior label that hit number one in 1942. This tune was one of the only two commercial recordings that Cole made in 1942, thanks to a musician strike and subsequent recording ban later that year. Before that, we heard two ballad recordings from 1941, the song This Will Make You Laugh, recorded in New York in July, and the song Slow Down, recorded in Chicago in March. 1942 saw lots of touring and performing for Cole, including a jam session with saxophonist Lester Young, which was the very first session produced by Norman Granz. It was also the year that Capitol Records was founded, and the promising King Cole Trio was quickly signed to Capitol, now with Johnny Miller replacing Wesley Prince on bass. The trio didn't record together until November of 1943, when the recording ban was finally lifted. But that first recording session made them superstars, even though the song they wrote for it didn't make them much money. Cole composed the song Straighten Up and Fly Right, which is based on an old folktale, while on tour in Omaha in 1943. He was in need of a quick buck, so he sold the tune for a flat fee of $50 to Duke Ellington's publisher, Irving Mills. When the song became a massive hit, Mills made a fortune, while Cole was left with only that initial $50. Here's the King Cole Trio in 1943 with Straighten Up and Fly Right on Afterglow.
A buzzer took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off of his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. The buzzer told the monkey, you are choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free. The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye and said, your story is so touching, but it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right.
Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Fly right.
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, you irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart grows tipsy in me. You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me. I love all the many charms about you. Above all, I warn my arms about you. Don't be a naughty baby. Papa, come to Papa, do. My sweet embraceable you.
Two songs for Capitol Records recorded at the end of 1943 by Nat King Cole and his trio. That was Gershwin's Embraceable You from December of that year and Straighten Up and Fly Right from November. We'll hear more from Nat King Cole's time with Capitol Records in the 1940s after a quick break. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee, serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan, online at iHeartSoma.com. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. This week marks 100 years since the birth of Nat King Cole, and this hour, I've been chronicling his life and career throughout the 1940s. When we left off, we had just heard some of his very early singles from Capitol Records at the end of 1943. Capitol Records was founded in 42, in part by the singer and songwriter Johnny Mercer. As an upstart label looking for fresh talent, they were more inclined to sign black artists than many of the older companies like Victor or Columbia. In the 40s, Cole became a major player at Capitol Records. The song Straighten Up and Fly Right was a top 10 single in 1944, and the King Cole Trio was voted as the best small combo in Downbeat magazine for 4 out of the next 5 years. The trio would continue to churn out hits for Capitol, including a song alongside the Capitol head honcho Mr. Mercer himself. Here's Nat King Cole and Johnny Mercer in 1947 with Save the Bones for Henry Jones on Afterglow.
We're gonna have a supper. We'll eat some food that's red.
And at the head of the table, we'll place Brother Henry's chair.
Invite all the local big dogs. We'll laugh and talk and eat. But we'll save the bones for Henry Jones, 'cause Henry don't eat no meat.
Today I'll go to market, buy up a lot of fish.
Well, that will thrill Brother Henry, 'cause fish is his special dish.
Get a large can of molasses.
Have something really sweet. But we'll save the bones for Henry Jones, 'cause Henry don't eat no meat. Henry is not a drinker. He rarely takes a nip.
He don't need a napkin,
'cause the things he eats don't drip. Blip.
One day we had a banquet. It really was a bake.
They started off with short ribs, then finished up with steak.
But when the feast was over,
Brother Henry just kept his seat.
And we served the bones to Henry Jones, 'cause Henry don't eat no meat.
Banquet was most proper, right down to demitasse.
From soup to lox and bagels, and pheasant under glass.
Class, we thought the chops were mellow.
He said his chops were beat.
Reet, we served the bones to Henry Jones, 'cause Henry don't eat no meat. He's an egg man. a pullet. Henry don't eat no meat, a vegetarian. Henry?
Come in, Mother.
Soup's on.
I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the awesome fee, with shafafa on the side. I don't want pork chops and bacon that won't awaken my appetite inside. I want the frim fram sauce with the awesome fee, with shafafa on the side. A fella really got to eat, and a fella should eat right. Five will get you ten. I'm gonna feed myself right tonight. I don't want fish cakes and rye bread. You heard what I said. Waiter, please serve mine fried. I want the frim fram sauce with the awesome fee, with shafafa on the side. Fella really got to eat, and a fella should eat right. Five will get you ten. I'm gonna feed myself right tonight. I don't want fish cakes and rye bread. You heard what I said. Waiter, please serve mine fried. I want the frim fram sauce with the awesome fee, with shafafa on the side. Now, if you don't have it, just bring me a check for the water. If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to LA, more than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip? When you make that Cali
life on your trip. Get your kicks on Route 66. Tip. When you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.
A few hits for Nat King Cole and his trio in the mid-1940s. We just heard the Bobby Troop tune, Get Your Kicks on Route 66, recorded in March of 1946. Before that, we heard the Frim Fram Sauce from 1945, a song that was even banned for a time by CBS because the lyrics were thought to be too suggestive. And in most cases like these lyrics were actually just nonsense. And the first song in that set was Save the Bones for Henry Jones by the King Cole Trio and Johnny Mercer. In the middle part of the decade, Nat King Cole was being groomed at Capitol as a pop recording artist, but that didn't stop him from performing live as a jazz musician. Cole was in fact chosen to play piano in the very first Jazz at the Philharmonic concert event in LA in 1944. Organized by Norman Granz, the future head of Verve Records. Granz and Cole had gotten to know each other in LA, and Granz considered Cole to be the best pianist working in that city, despite being only 25 years old at the time. Cole continued to perform live as a solo artist in other JATP concerts and with his trio. For instance, in September 1946, he and the trio made a series of appearances at the Circle Room in Milwaukee, which were broadcast over the radio. These broadcasts were released decades later on CD, and they showcased just what made the trio so attractive. Cole, bassist Johnny Miller, and guitarist Oscar Moore seemed to share the same brain. They had an impeccable sense of rhythm and swing, and the whole thing was capped off with Cole's effortlessly laid-back baritone. Here's the King Cole Trio live in 1946 with the Ella Fitzgerald and Kenneth Watts tune, Oh But I Do, on Afterglow.
Do I love you, gal? Oh, but I do. Oh, but I do. Do you know why? Oh, but you do. Oh, but you do. Gosh, you really got me up a tree. Gee, my heart is overflowed with glee. My, did you say that you loved me? Oh, but you did, but you did. Will I be true? Oh, but I will. Oh, but I will. Away from you? Oh, but I will. Oh, but I will, dear. When you are many miles away, please remember what I have to say. Oh, but I do, but I do, but I do, but I do really love you. Thank you.
darling. You say that you love me too. Do you wonder, my baby, will I forever be true? Oh, but will, 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 dear. When you are many miles away, please remember what I have to say. Oh, but I do, but I do, but I do, but I do really love you. Oh, but I do, but I do, but I do, but I do really love you. Oh, but I do, but I do, but I do, but I do really love you. My sugar is so refined. She's one of them high class kind. She doesn't wear a hat, she wears a chapeau. She goes to see a cinema instead of a show. My sugar is so refined. She's one of them high class kind. She never buys a dress, there's always a frock. She always winds her timepiece up but never her clock. She says tomato instead of tomato. She says potato instead of potato. And you should see how she holds a cup of tea with just two fingers while she sticks out three. My sugar is so refined. She's one of them high class kind. She never shares a kiss, she let our lips unite. But oh, it feels like kissing, and each kiss is dynamite. I wonder what she thinks of every time I hold her tight. Ooh, she's so refined. She says banana instead of banana. She says piano instead of piano. And you should see how she sits on her settee with just coffee and cake balanced on one knee. My sugar is so refined. She's one of them high class kind. Though I get all whipped up, start to blow my top. When she starts talk, fine talking, I think she'll never stop. But last night when I kissed her, she sighed and yelled, mop, mop. My sugar is so refined. My, my.
The King Cole Trio with My Sugar Is So Refined and Oh But I Do, both from a series of live dates at the Circle Room in Milwaukee in September 1946. The next few years saw big changes in Cole's life. He began hosting a weekly radio show for NBC, even filling in as the summertime replacement for Bing Crosby on his famous Kraft Music Hall radio show. By 1948, he would be divorced and remarried to Marie Ellington, a singer in Duke Ellington's band, although of no relation to Duke. The newly married couple would experience racism firsthand when they tried to move into an all-white neighborhood in L.A. Plus, in 1947, guitarist Oscar Moore, who had been with Cole since the late 1930s, would end up leaving the King Cole Trio, paving the way for Cole to branch out on his own as a true solo artist and singer. In the winter of 1946, Cole had tremendous success with a string-laden arrangement of Mel Torme's The Christmas Song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
After that, Capitol began to market Cole as a pop crooner, adding strings to many of his arrangements. His next two hits were both unknown songs, but Cole's performances would turn them into standards. The haunting, tempo-less ballad Nature Boy, written by the mysterious character named Eden Abes, would be a chart-topper for Cole in 1948, and his recording of Billy Strayhorn's barroom torch song Lush Life would mark the beginning of a very fruitful relationship with veteran arranger Pete Rugolo. I'll play those two recordings now. First, here's Cole with string arrangements by Frank DeVol and the song Nature Boy on Afterglow.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me. The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. Thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
To visit all the very gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with distant gay traces that used to be there. You could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day, 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren of song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. Ah, yes, I was wrong. Again, I was wrong. Life is lonely again. And only last year, everything seemed so sure. Now life is awful again, a trough full of hearts
could only be a bore. A week in Paris will ease a bite of it. All I care is to smile in spite of it. I'll forget you, I will, while yet you are still burning inside my brain. Romance is mush, strifling those who strive. I'll live a lush life in some small dive, and there I'll be where I'll rot with the rest of those who lives are lonely too.
Two string arrangements from 1948 and 1949. First, we heard Nat King Cole with Eden Abes's Nature Boy, followed by Cole with Billy Strayhorn's Lush Life. And thanks for tuning into this look at Nat King Cole in the 1940s on Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee, serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan, online at iHeartSoma.com. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.